All right, everyone, because I'm a glutton for punishment and it doesn't matter how late it is, I'm going to go ahead and do Lust Academy also because you deserve it. So let's go ahead and get started. So obviously, I don't even go to these places. I mean, it is kind of like a free roam mode, but I don't ever go to these places in the dark. I'm sure there might be some cool things you can see. Like, that's closed. Okay, we know that. What actually can we see? Can we go outside? Is there any... I mean, yeah, there's the bathroom. There's nothing special in there. Doesn't look like we can actually leave. You can go upstairs and go to other people's rooms, but you can't actually leave. There's the girls' rooms. Alright, so we'll just go to sleep. Someone's calling me. Haley? Hello, Grim. Good morning. You sound sleepy. Sorry if I woke you up. No, that's okay. It's only I can't stop thinking about Elijah's brother and the ritual. I'm not trying to rush you, but did you manage to get all the ingredients for the ritual? Oh, Haley, sorry, I completely forgot to tell you. I got very lucky. I was able to get a hold of everything we needed. The only thing we have left to do is to perform the ritual. Really? I knew I could rely on you. I'm so excited, Grim. Do you have plans for tonight? No, actually. Maybe we can have our first real date, like we talked about. I just thought we could celebrate our small victory together. Whoa, that'd be great. And where are we going? Let me think. What about a picnic? What do you think? A picnic? Sounds awesome. So I'll pick you up tonight? Okay, I'll be waiting for you. Alright, here we go. My palms are sweaty and my heart is racing. What are you doing to me, Haley? One second, please. I'm coming. Okay. Wow. Wow. Haley, you look incredible. That dress is so pretty. This color looks really good on you. Everything's turquoise. Who needs a little black dress when you have that? Thank you. What do you have in the basket? You're the curious one, aren't you? That's a little secret, at least for now. Don't worry, you'll find out in a little bit. Intriguing, but I'm ready to wait. Mwah! Oh? It's still hard to believe that I can just kiss her like that. Your lips are so amazing. Phew! There's a different atmosphere here during the evenings. I'd say it's romantic, maybe a bit more intimate. I just hope the angels don't decide to damage anything, Nothing can spoil this evening. And angels, I think they're making this date just a little more charming. Well, I couldn't say. This is all so new. This is my first real date, and my first time getting butterflies in my stomach. I know exactly how you feel. I don't know if I can describe it, but it's like joy, happiness, and a strange kind of excitement got all mixed together. But only when you're around. This is new to me too. I didn't know it was possible to feel this way. Oh God. Fuck. Well, I'll never get used to how quickly they move. My heart nearly jumped out of my chest. The atmosphere is special here. But maybe we should find another place? Maybe one that's a little more peaceful? There's a lawn not too far. I hope there are no angels over there. That sounds perfect. And I'm starting to get a little hungry. We need to fix that. Here we are. There's no better place for a picnic. Time to turn away. What? No peeking until I get everything set up, okay? Sorry, that's the rule. Well, I'll be quick, I promise. So no peeking. Keep your eyes shut until I say. Can I trust you with that? Take your time, I'm not gonna spoil your surprise. It's almost done. I can feel your burning breath on my neck. Sorry, but I have missed the delicate scent of your skin. It's a huge turn-on. And the sweet taste of your lips. Oh, it's now or never. I have to tell her how I feel. There's something I'd like to say to you. I think I really like you, Haley. And what about you? Do you have something to tell me? Grim, I'm not quite sure what to say. What about the picnic? I'm really hungry. She's not even going to say something on that? Anyway, she's looking very embarrassed. I did not want to press her for an answer. I just think I need to give her some time. But we'll definitely come back to that later. Sorry, I almost forgot about it. I can't think about anything else whenever you're close to me. Do you like it? I'm speechless. This is wonderful, Grim. Bon appetit. I didn't know which wine you prefer, so I took this one. Hope you'll enjoy it. I don't know, Grim. I don't really drink wine. Have some, why don't you? That's just one glass. Okay, but not more than that. What do you think? Tastes good. But I think I can already feel the effects of the alcohol. That's not bad, right? Let's just relax. We deserve some rest. It's been a rough couple of days. You know, I guess you're right. Is it getting cold out here? Aren't you cold? Yes, the breeze is a little chilly. Look, I even have got goosebumps. I can warm you up, Haley. I want to put my arms around you more than anything else. Grim, what? Oh, what are you doing? I only want to keep you warm, but I'm starting to lose control. I've dreamt about you too many times to just stop. Whew! What are you doing to me, Haley? How does this feel? I think I'm the first to touch you here. Am I right? Oh, Grim, we should stop. My heart's about to explode. Gosh. Do you still want me to stop? No, please. Don't stop. You're very wet already. Oh, she's so turned on. It's a real pleasure to touch you, Haley. You can't even imagine how long I've waited for this. It's better than I thought it would be. You were thinking about us, right? I think about it all the time. Sometimes it's really hard to focus on my studies when all my thoughts are about you. I think about me being inside you too often. The mere thought of it could make me cum. The thought that we could be even closer to each other. That didn't hurt, did it? No, Grim, I... Oh, did you hear that? What are you talking about? A strange rustle that's coming from there. Are you sure? I don't hear anything. I better check the bushes. Let's go together. I don't want you to go alone. 3, 2, 1. Oh. What the fuck? Oops. Sorry to have bothered you. What's going on? Well, we're just looking around. And what do you want from us, magicians? It's nothing. Well, we better let you get back to your business. If possible, yes. Hurry up before I start thinking the wizards have lost all sense of shame. What the hell is that? Is there love in the air? At least it looks that way, What time is it? 11 p.m. Really? It's late. You mind if we call it a night? Okay. Good things never last. Let's just put everything in the basket. Sure, I'll help you with that. Strange that I'm so sleepy. I want to go to bed as soon as possible. You must be tired, so I won't keep you. I just want to thank you for this evening, cutie. It was you who organized everything. And it was amazing. Hope we can do it again one day. Oh, by the way, about the ritual. Let's wait for a full moon, firstly. Okay, and I'll look for a suitable place where no one will bother us. Good night, Haley. Night-night. Gosh, I was so close. I can still feel her on my fingers. Stupid fucking elves who distracted us. I think Haley was ready to go all the way and that happened. Fuck, I should go to sleep. I'm too angry to do anything else anyway. Oh my god. When has waking up with the phone ringing become some kind of a morning ritual? It seems that I don't even have to set the alarm clock. Anyway, someone will definitely call and wake me up. Hey. Hi, Grim. Sorry to wake you up this early, but it's a matter of life and death. What are you talking about? What's happened? Not on the phone. Can you come to my room, please? We're here with Audrey. With Audrey? Interesting. I wonder what this could be about. Okay. Just give me some time to wake myself up for a bit. We're waiting for you, honey. Phew, how great is it to be finally awake? I feel better than ever. It's so amazing to be full of energy and ideas. No answer. They must be busy with something. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that nothing bad will happen if I just come in. Whoa, I'm speechless. Am I dreaming? They're looking so fucking hot in those stockings. Yo, Grim. Grim, you came. Somehow I didn't hear you knock. It's nothing, don't worry. Girls, I'm really flattered that you greet me dressed like that, but it's too much even for you. Sorry I'm like this. I started to change my clothes and Audrey distracted me. No, it's not that I'm not into it. It's the most beautiful lingerie I've ever seen. It's just, it's too difficult for me to concentrate and not to look at you, hee-hee. Alright, never mind. Let's get down to business. Listen, guys, I have something to show you both. Samantha hasn't seen it yet either. It should be here somewhere. Damn, where did I put it? I can't even understand what Audrey's saying. Is it even possible not to look at Sam? How am I supposed to keep my eyes off of her body? I can literally feel the sweat, the sweet breath of her chest. Her tits are utterly perfect. Uh-huh. Only look at them. I can easily imagine myself taking this bra off her, touching her smooth, warm skin up and down. It looks damn hot. I'm proud to call myself one of the stocking's biggest fans. They perfectly show off her pretty legs and make them look even more amazing. I never get tired of looking at it. Mm-hmm, what cute little panties. I can pull them off with literally one motion. These strings are almost non-existent. There it is. Found it, guys. What's that? The thing is, I received this letter yesterday. Looks like somebody has a secret admirer, If only. Is that the letter you were talking about? Do you mind if I take a look? That's why we called you, dummy. Wow, that looks impressive. What language is that? I've never seen something like it before. So many strange signs and symbols. What do you think, Grim? What does she expect me to say? Am I supposed to understand these scribbles? Sorry, Audrey, but this doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe because you're holding it upside down, Come on, Grim, you're not as stupid as you look, are you? Hey, easy. Shit, I'm still missing something. What's that about? Man, okay, it'll be quicker if I tell you just... If I just tell you everything by myself. I received this letter yesterday and it's from a succubus. Grim, you know what that means, don't you? Not really. What does it change? I was sure that our civilization became extinct and I was the last succubus alive. It was difficult, but I just had to accept it. But now, if someone sent me a letter, then it means that there are other survivors. With that, I get a chance to come back home again. And what exactly is in the letter? What's it about? Nothing. Well, nothing concrete. She wants to meet face to face. I'm asking myself if I should go, and this is all pretty weird. And I'll have to leave the academy for some time. And how long will that take? I don't even know. Hold on. It seems like a pretty important decision. I don't really want to lose her in the game, though. I really don't know, Audrey. I don't know. But I urge you not to make rash decisions. You better think about this very carefully. I wouldn't go anywhere if I were you. Grim, are you serious right now? I'm sure that you should go, Audrey. Your whole life hangs on this decision. Sam, just think about the whole situation. Who is this letter from? Do you know this succubus? That's right, you don't. She said she couldn't tell you everything in a letter, but why? What's the problem? Is this succubus afraid of something? What if she wants to lure Audrey into a trap? Anybody could write this letter, me included. That seems more and more strange, isn't it? Well, it makes sense. I didn't see it like that before. If I were you, Audrey, I'd wait for another letter or sign. One message is definitely not enough. But it's all up to you, surely. Just follow your heart's voice. Don't forget about the voice of reason, hee-hee. Whoops, it's like, God, you guys, I'm so lucky to have you. Come here, baby. You can always rely on us, Audrey. Whatever it is, we're here for you. Whatever it is, then I'd like a cappuccino. Well, hey, I'm kidding. Am I an empty space? Yeah, great. You two are very good at hugging. Are you jealous, Grim? No, not at all. Anyway, I've got to go now. Where are you going? You do know we're not letting you leave without a hug, don't you? Oh, that's the best hug I've ever had. Oh, now it feels even better. What a lovely start to my day. Well, that was something. Not what I'm used to doing when I wake up, but yeah. At least I got to know that Audrey's not the only succubus in the world. If whoever wrote that letter tells the truth. The good thing is that I have a lot of time before classes. I can pay a visit to Emily to ask how she is. It's been a while since that incident with the elves. It's been a few weeks. I hope Emily isn't mad I haven't shown up for so long. But I had a lot on my plate recently, and that was just a mesmerizing potion. Am I overthinking this? I'm just another student to her. Anyway, it's no use guessing how she feels. I'll find out in a second. It's so nice to see you, Emily. How are you? Are you alright? Grim, wait for a second. Are you busy now? I always have time for you, miss. I'm looking for someone who can help me with books. I need to put them on the shelves in alphabetical order. Can you... Of course, I'd be happy to help. Let's do this together. Are you better, Emily? It's just... The last time you didn't feel well. Now it's almost great. Thanks. That's good to hear. I was worried about you. Really? Anyway, that mesmerizing potion. Give me this book, please. Thank you. Oh, I can't get used to this view. This tight skirt is really something. Oh, Emily. Only look at her. All curvy and perky. And her muscles tense up so nicely when she puts a book back on the shelf. What was I saying? So the mesmerizing potion. It's a pretty strong thing, I can say. But everything bad is almost over now. Except what? I'm not sure if I should tell you this part of the story. I'm only interested in potions. You can ask Miss Spellman. I'm one of the best in her class. So I think it'll be very useful to know more about the mesmerizing potion's effects. Not from the textbook, but from the real person who experienced it. Yeah, Sabrina told me so many good things about your passion for potions. Okay, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. There's one lasting side effect. It went out that mesmerizing potion causes increased libido. I hope to get over it as soon as possible. Oh, that's not easy. I know exactly how that feels. Do you remember any of what happened when you got some potion on you? Actually, I recall something. Something really awkward. Like what? What exactly does she remember? I remember that I had a burning desire to kiss you. Whoa! But I don't remember if we actually did something reckless. We didn't do anything, did we? No, of course not. Not at all. Don't worry about that. I respect you too much to allow myself to behave inappropriately. Or maybe it's just an excuse. Perhaps I'm not your type, I'm not young and beautiful enough? What do you say about that? Okay, I'm only kidding. Is it just me or you're getting tensed up? Sorry, but that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. What? How can you say these things about yourself? You're actually one of the most gorgeous women I've ever seen. You're perfect, and I'm not exaggerating, believe me. I can spend all of eternity looking at you, Emily. I wasn't expecting that. I'm very flattered, of course, but it's hard for me to take compliments, especially from you. No, that's not just a compliment. I meant every word. Okay, let's finish with the books. Otherwise, we'll never get to the end of this. I can't believe we're done here. Great job, Grim. What about this one? Oops, I'll need it. That's too hot. Oh, please, not now. Fuck. It's getting me an erection. I hope she doesn't notice anything. Thanks, Grim. You helped me so much. Seriously, I owe you. Oh, what's that? Sorry, I can't control it. When I see such a beautiful woman's body as yours, I'm getting turned on just thinking about it. I hope this doesn't make you uncomfortable. That's just how my body reacts to you. Don't worry, dear. I'm kind of flattered to see such a big reaction. Anyway, you must be tired now. How about getting some rest? There we go. And that's for you. I have a feeling you'll find it interesting. Well, thanks. What a pleasant surprise. Have a good time. Well, what do we have here? Interesting. The Bible of Sex and the Art of Seduction. Interesting little books. All right, so we're going to leave it off on that because it's on the hour, 3:30 in the morning. So I've given you more than I said I was going to do. You got Chasing Sunsets and you got some Lust Academy. And you're going to get a really nice surprise in December. But I'm not revealing that till tomorrow. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Academy. Stay tuned.